Lion King, playing at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady through April 17th, bills itself the world's number one musical. While that's true, it also reminds me of the ringmaster of the circus calling, "Boys and girls of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth." The association is apt, as The Lion King is more a show than it is a typical Broadway musical. It's a work that is enjoyed as much for its style as it is for its content. This is not meant as a knock. The Lion King is genuine entertainment that guarantees a terrific time by every member of the audience. My companions for the show were a 16-year-old and a 7-year-old, both girls. They and I enjoyed the show for the same reasons. The reason is spectacle. The show is extravagantly breathtaking. The opening number, Circle of Life, fills the stage with animal puppets who bring alive an African landscape. It's the most visual, intriguing opening of any Broadway musical ever conceived. But beyond the awesome creativity of the scene, it sets the table for the rest of the show. From that moment on, the puppet creatures become real, and the actors manipulating the giant puppets become invisible. It's Disney at its best. The tale of the Lion King concerns a pride of lions. Scar is envious of his brother Mufasa, who is a beloved king, and he resents that Mufasa's young son Simba will eventually inherit the throne. Scar plots to kill Mufasa. He uses a band of hyenas to help him accomplish the nefarious act and make young Simba feel responsible for his father's death. Simba goes into self-exile, where he frolics with a comical duo, Timon, a meerkat, and Pumbaa, a warthog. Once Simba matures, he returns to claim his rightful place as king. But to do that, he must kill the evil Scar. The literary, mythical, and biblical references that abound in the story are many. For starters, there is the story of Cain and Abel and the prodigal son, as well as every one of Shakespeare's kings and princes. Did someone say Hamlet? Despite the rich origins of the story, it fails to serve more than a simple narrative which connects the various musical and dance segments. Adding to the lack of power within the story is that the supporting cast outshines the leads. Nick Corleone as Timon and Ben Lippitz as Pumbaa turn the African plains into the Borscht Belt with their comic shtick and are a delight every second they're on stage. Drew Hirschfeld provides more comic fun as Zazu, the clever hornbill who gives wise counsel to Mufasa and offers sharp barbs to Scar. Less effective is the villainous Scar. He's played by Patrick R. Brown in such an effete manner, he dilutes the menace in the character. Gerald Ramsey is better as Mufasa, but he lacks the commanding presence that would make him even more regal. But if you are going to The Lion King for Shakespeare-like drama, you're going for the wrong reason. This is a show at which you sit back and relax in order to appreciate the music of Elton John, the lyrics of Tim Rice, and the superb talents of an ensemble that are as at one with the creatures they create. Two, appreciate the ingenious costumes, the puppetry, and the beauty that surrounds every moment of the production. Enjoy The Lion King because it's the world's number one musical, which makes it the greatest show on earth. And it's at Proctor's through April 17th. For tickets and scheduling information, call 346-6204 or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record,